This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
A happy Wednesday. Welcome to Send It In, presented by BetMGM here on the BetQL Network. Great show for you guys coming up over the next 30 minutes. What a day of college basketball we got today. ACC, SEC Challenge, Big East, Big 12 Challenge continues. We got Auburn, Duke, Kansas, Creighton, Bama, North Carolina, Marquette, Iowa State. So many great games. We're going to get into all of them, give out some best bets throughout the show. Also, continue looking at Conference Championship Week in college football, NFL Week 14. Matt Horner going to join us middle of the show for Model Making Money, give out some of his best bets as well. And we're going to wrap everything up with our favorite plays of the day. We hit Clemson first half yesterday. That was a winner. Wizards plus the points. We're going to stay away from the Wizards for the foreseeable future. But more college hoops bets coming up on the show today. As always, any questions that you guys have, any comments, anything that you like today, let us know. You can go to twitch.tv/BetQL or YouTube/Odyssey Sports. We'll get to any questions, comments, bets that you guys have. And if you miss any part of the show over the next 30 minutes, make sure you check out the Send It In podcast. It's available wherever you get your podcast. Let's get rolling on a Wednesday. Glasses in session. We'll kick things off with a little gridiron glass college football edition, and we got the ACC championship this week between Clemson and SMU. We have seen this total gone up from 54.5 to 56.5, and I still like the over in this game. I think both offenses are going to be able to score. You look at SMU's offense this season, 7 of their last 8 games, they have scored 30 or more points. The only game which they didn't score 30 points was against Duke. That game went to overtime. They scored 28 points. They also had 6 turnovers in that game, and they were still able to win it. Clemson, meanwhile, again, their schedule hasn't been all that great this season. When they've gone up against good competition, Georgia, South Carolina, and against Louisville, their offense has really struggled. I do think they'll be able to put up some points on SMU in this game. I think the Mustangs will be able to score as well. Give me the over, 56.5 between Clemson and SMU. Georgia and Texas, we talked about this game yesterday. We talked about me liking Georgia. We'll talk about that in a little bit as well. I also like the under in this game at 49.5. So much talk about Texas and their offense, right? Sark, their head coach, Quinn Ewers at quarterback, all the weapons that they have at wide receiver. But this Texas defense is legit. One of the best units in the SEC, one of the best units in all of college football. First two times these two teams met up, Texas's defense played really well. It was really the offense for the Longhorns that had some turnovers, gave Georgia some short fields, and Texas's defense just kind of felt like they were playing catch-up the entire game. Didn't give up an offensive score to A&M this past week. The only Aggie score was that pick six. So this defense is really good. They're playing great football. On the other side, Georgia's defense obviously really gave Ewers and that Texas offense a bunch of issue. On top of that, Kelvin Banks, Texas best offensive lineman, and maybe the best offensive lineman in the country, might not go on Saturday. So already, what was a bad matchup for Texas's offense going against this Georgia defense might even be that much worse without Kelvin Banks, and obviously Quinn Ewers still dealing with an injury. I like under 49.5 in this game. In the years past, when Kirby Smart has played in the SEC championship game, a lot of those matchups with Bama, one of the matchups with Burrow and LSU, these games tend to be higher scoring. Usually, though, when Kirby gets in these top five, top 10 showdowns, they tend to be lower scoring games. I think we get another one of those on Saturday. I'll go under 49.5 between Georgia and Texas. The favorite that I like the best this week. Do like a lot of dogs. If there's a favorite that I like, though, it's going to be Tulane -4.5 against Army. We gave out Tulane earlier in the week. They were 4. Then they were -6 yesterday. And I said at -6, I don't think I bet Tulane. Well, we've seen some money come back in on Army. Now it's back down to 4.5. I think Tulane's a good side again in this game. Tulane shut out Navy 35-0 on Senior Day in Navy. The midshipmen had won 19 of their last 20 games on Senior Day. Not only did Tulane go into Annapolis and win that game, they covered the spread and they shut out Navy as well. Now, Army is more a traditional wishbone type team, triple option type team. Navy kind of runs a little wrinkles. So this will be old school, run the clock down, try and possess the ball for 12 minutes, 17, 18 play drives. That's what Army's all about. Tulane's got a good defensive line, though, a good defense. They got playmakers on offense. I think Tulane might be the best Group of Five team in college football. I think you're getting a good number here at 4.5. Give me the green wave against Army. Underdog that I like this week, we're going with Penn State in the first half, +2.5 against Oregon. For me, this game's a little scary to bet. Full game, it feels like Oregon's too easy, right? The Ducks are the number one team in the country. They're undefeated. It's Penn State. We know James Franklin's track record in these big games. He never wins them. Now, just because he doesn't win doesn't mean he can't cover the 3.5. I just think the better angle in this game is just looking at the first half and betting Penn State first half at +2.5. A lot of it's because of what Oregon's done in these big games so far this season. When we saw them against Boise State, they were trailing by 6 at halftime. When we saw them against Ohio State, they were up 1 at halftime. When they played at Wisconsin at night, they were down 4 at halftime. So some of these bigger games that Oregon's played this season, they have struggled to get off to some slow starts in the first half. Certainly the crowd advantage is going to be with Penn State in this game. Penn State's going to be fired up. Another chance for them. It's a monster game for Penn State, right? Both teams know that they're going to be in the playoff. But if you're Penn State, you want to get rid of the stigma that you can't beat a top team. If they can win this game and win the Big Ten, it's going to do a lot for Penn State's confidence. And not only that, they're probably either going to be the number one or number two seed heading into the college football playoff. I like Penn State to get off to a good start. Their defense is really good. Give me the Nittany Lions +2.5 in the first half. Finally, the team that I like best outright winner this week, I do like Georgia on the money line +125 against Texas. We talked about it yesterday. I think when these two teams played the first time around, it wasn't a fluke. That was total domination by Georgia. Just because Texas has looked better since then, just because Texas came off a great win against A&M, Georgia didn't look good against Georgia Tech, that doesn't mean that Georgia's not going to show up and play really well in this game. It's essentially a home game for the Bulldogs playing in Atlanta. They're kind of used to everything that comes with SEC Championship Week. And again, that Kelvin Banks injury for Texas, if he doesn't go, that's a big deal. Georgia's defensive line gave Quinn Ewers in Texas a ton of issues in the first meeting. If Banks can't go, it's going to be even more trouble for the Longhorns. Give me Georgia outright against Texas on Saturday. All right, let's talk some NFL here on Send It In. It's time for a little gridiron glass. We got the Browns at the Steelers in Pittsburgh on Sunday. Pittsburgh favored by 6.5. The total is 43.5. This is a tough game to handicap. AFC North underdogs this season have been incredible, right? You just saw the Steelers win outright against the Bengals. You saw the Browns beat the Steelers outright a week before that. You saw the Steelers beat the Ravens the week before that. The Bengals covered the spread in Baltimore. These AFC North dogs have been incredible. You're getting the Browns +6.5 against Pittsburgh. The problem with this line for me is that odds makers are telling you that the Steelers and the Broncos are even teams, right? Because on Monday night, we just saw the Browns were 6.5-point dogs to Denver, and now we're getting the Browns as 6.5-point dogs once again against the Steelers. That's my issue. Even though this is a divisional game, I want to bet Cleveland. I think there's more value on Pittsburgh because I think Pittsburgh is a better team than Denver, and this is telling you that those two teams are similar. This gets the 7 or certainly 7.5. I could see myself maybe making a bet on the Browns, but I think it's 6.5. It would either be Pittsburgh or pass for me. Raiders on the road taking on the Bucks in Tampa. Raiders are coming off a demoralizing loss against Kansas City on Black Friday. Now they got to turn the page and take on the Bucks in Tampa. The Bucks are rolling right now. Evans has been back. That offense continues to score. They're finding ways to win game. They probably got fortunate to win that game against Carolina. I just think for the Raiders to hang around and keep games close for the rest of the season, they're going to have to be under games. They're going to have to be low scoring. I don't know if the Raiders are going to have enough firepower to hang with Tampa Bay. I think the Bucks are a good teaser leg this week. Probably would lay the 6.5 with them as well. Not an official bet, but it would either be Tampa or pass for me in that game. Seattle on the road taking on Arizona. This is a tricky game. Cardinals are 2.5-point favorites. The total is 44.5. These two teams played a couple weeks ago. It was 16-6. Geno Smith, throughout his career, especially when he has been with the Seahawks, is unbelievable when he plays in a dome stadium. When Geno's outside, he's not that great. When you get him in a dome, he plays very, very well. Go back and look at his career statistics. Think about what he's done against the Lions earlier this year when they played on Monday night, or think about what he did against Atlanta when Seattle went into Atlanta and beat them by 20 points. Geno's normally very good in the domes, and we're playing obviously in a dome at State Farm Stadium in Phoenix. If we get back up to 3, I'm going to like Seattle in this game at 2.5. You know, Seattle, it feels like this is kind of the sell point on them. They've won 3 straight games, 2 divisional games, including Arizona. It's tough to beat a team 2 times. It's tough to beat a team twice in a 3-week span. I'll go with Arizona money line to win that game against Seattle. We got the Bills -4.5 against the Rams. Total is 49 in this game. I like the over in this matchup. I don't think the Rams' defense is going to be able to slow down Buffalo. I think they're going to be able to score their points. On the flip side, though, I do think the Rams are going to be able to score as well. Buffalo's in a tough stretch right now. They obviously had the Chiefs game. They had the Niners game. They got the Lions coming up next week. So potentially maybe a little look ahead against Detroit. I think both teams will be able to score. I'll go with the over 49 in Bills and Rams. We got the Bears in Santa Clara to take on the 49ers. San Francisco -4. The total is 44. I like the Bears +4. I like the Bears outright as well. It's probably my narrative bet of the week, but I just think now that Eberflus is gone, it would make so much sense that the Bears finally win a road game on a Sunday without Eberflus after never being able to do that throughout his entire tenure. San Francisco's cooked. They got too many injuries. CMC's done for the year. Jordan Mace is on the IR. It's just not the Niners' year. I think we can all kind of expect that. Chicago is still playing hard. Their defense is playing well, and I expect them to play even harder now without Eberflus. Bounce back after that Lions game. I like the Bears plus the points. I would take some money line as well. Give me the Chiefs -4 against the Chargers. I think because everybody is so pissed at the Chiefs for how lucky they get to win these games, everybody's going to want to bet against them. Keep in mind, though, the Chargers have not been the same team when they go up against teams that are rated higher than them or against teams that are rated below them. The Chargers are the kind of team that beat the teams they're supposed to beat and lose to the teams that they're supposed to lose to. At some point, the Chiefs are going to look like the Chiefs in one of these games, and I think they've been playing with their food a little too much. Beat Carolina by 3, beat Vegas by 1. I think this could be a little bit of a get-right game for Kansas City. I like the Chiefs -4. And then finally, give me the Bengals -5 on Monday night against Dallas. I would look at some team total over 27.5 for Cincinnati as well. You just look at Dallas's track record this season. When they've been playing at home, they've gone up against the Ravens and the Eagles and the Lions and all these teams. The Saints have been scoring so many points on that Dallas defense at home. And again, Cincinnati's only got 4 wins this season, but it's against the Raiders, it's against the Panthers, it's against the Browns, it's against some of the worst teams in the NFL. So Cincinnati, not only are they winning these games against bad teams, they're normally covering the number as well. I'd go team total over for the Bengals, and I'd lay the 5.5 with them as well against Dallas. All right, let's go to Model Making Money. Check in with Matt Horner, who joins us here on a Wednesday. And Matt, what are the 5-star plays that BetQL has for us today?
Yeah, so we're going to go to the NBA for the 5-star play today. We're going to take the Boston Celtics laying 14.5 points tonight going up against the Detroit Pistons. The model projects them as a gigantic -20.5 favorite in this game. Clearly, there's going to be value if they're -14.5 right now in the market. I do think a lot of people are going to be taking Detroit in this because it's so many points, and the Pistons have overperformed people like the Pistons this year. But there's a reason they're laying this many points, and the model likes it as well. So Boston -14.5 is our five-star play.
Very good. Matt, we got a great college basketball slate tonight, headlined by Auburn and Duke, which should be really good. We got Bama, North Carolina, Marquette, Iowa State.
Oh, yeah.
Should be an awesome game. Anything that you look at, any bets that you like for tonight?
Yeah, I actually have a ton of bets in college basketball tonight. First off, I'll start with UConn, -2.5 against Baylor. People are now low on UConn. They lost three straight games. They're ranked number 25. Some people didn't think they should be ranked at all. Now they're taking on number 15 Baylor, and they are favorites against a higher-ranked team. I think people are going to be fading UConn still. I'm going to back them. This might be a smash spot for UConn in this game. Also, going to take North Carolina tonight on the money line around -125 against Alabama. Again, North Carolina is 4-3. People don't like them because they just have underperformed. They lost two straight. Now they're taking on Alabama, number 10 ranked team in the country, and North Carolina is a favorite against a 6-2 number 10 team in the country. There's a reason for that. Give me North Carolina. Iowa State is laying 5.5 points, number 6, against an undefeated 8-0 Marquette team, ranked number 5 in the country, and they're laying 5.5. You had better believe everybody is going to be taking the 5.5 points with an undefeated Marquette team. I think that's a mistake. I think Iowa State is going to severely limit them, and I'm going to take Iowa State here to smash Marquette tonight. Also, Mississippi State, unranked, 6-1, laying 5.5 against number 18, 7-1 Pittsburgh. Again, laying a ton of points against a ranked team. Mississippi State is unranked. People are going to take the ranked team getting the points. Think that's a mistake. Give me Mississippi State here in that defense. And then Duke tonight, -2.5 against Auburn. Auburn 7-0. They look incredible. Number 2 team in the country. And I will gladly go ahead and back Duke here. Two losses. It's Duke. People hate Duke, but they're laying it against an undefeated team, and I'm going to take Duke every time. And don't be surprised if Creighton wins outright against number 1 Kansas tonight. Again, Kansas, same type of thing. They're 7-0. Creighton, it's a small number, 4.5, 4. People don't like Creighton. They have 3 losses, so don't be shocked if Kansas loses too.
A lot of good college hoops game tonight. A lot of good stuff there from Matt. Matt, from college basketball to college football, we got championship week coming up on Friday and Saturday. Anything you like on the college gridiron?
Yeah, so far I like Penn State, the 3.5 points against Oregon. Once again, you know, people are going to be back in Oregon. They're the number 1 team in the country. And people don't like Penn State because they have James Franklin. And we all know James Franklin's history in big games. It's not good. It's very bad, actually. So in this case, I'm going to back James Franklin. Maybe it's a mistake. Maybe he chokes again. I don't know. But I'll take the field goal with Penn State here against Oregon. And I also like UNLV because I just think Boise State's overrated. I think their defense sucks, quite honestly. Yes, they have Ashton Jeanty, and everybody loves him, and blah, blah, blah. I think UNLV should have beat them last time, and I think this time they might actually do that. So give me UNLV +4 against Boise State.
Love that. Yeah, I like both of those picks as well. Matt, college football right now for the national championship odds is wide open. You know, Oregon's the only undefeated team left. Ooh. Feels like you can make a case for 5 or 6 different teams to win the title. I think a lot of people are down on Ohio State after they lost to Michigan. Anything on the board right now? Any futures that you would look at for teams to win the national championship in college football?
Yeah, I mean, look for some of the grossest ones, the ones people don't like right now. You just talked about Ohio State. People think they're overrated. That could be a look. Georgia, another one you just said about liking them against Texas. Georgia, again, people don't like them this year because of some bad losses. They're 5-1 right now. It's still Georgia. It's still Kirby Smart. I would not be shocked in the slightest if they won the title at 5-1 at all. A sleeper, 8-1, my Notre Dame Fighting Irish. Again, they lost early in the season to Northern Illinois, of all teams. We lost to Northern Illinois in South Bend. People just write them off every year because, you know, soft schedule, not in the conference, blah, blah, blah. But I think they have a pathway, honestly. And the way this defense is playing, I'm very scared for Riley Leonard, certainly. But at 8-1, I don't mind it. I think that's a decent first sprinkle.
That defense, man. That defense is the real deal. No doubt about it. Matt, before I let you go, let's talk some NFL. We got a big one on Thursday. Lions-Packers. Any early thoughts on that game tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, it's the Lions, right? I'm going to fade them every time. 71% of the money is on the Lions money line. 65% of the money is on the Lions spread. Give me the Packers plus 3.5 and give me the under 51.5 as well. 67% of the money is on the over. And again, with these things, the public money is going to fly in on the favorite and it's going to fly in on the over the sooner we get to kickoff. So give me the Packers at the best number possible and give me the under as well on Thursday Night Football.
What about Sunday? Anything you like coming up on Sunday in the NFL?
Yeah, the first thing that stood out to me was the Panthers, 12.5 against the Eagles. That is a massive number. I don't know if people realize the fact that Bryce Young is playing very good football. He's actually starting to look like a competent quarterback now. He's feeling confident. And 67% of the money still is on the Eagles spread here, and 96% is on the Eagles money line with all those parlays that are going to be on the Eagles money line here. I don't know if they lose this game, but 12.5 points just feels like a lot for a Bryce Young and a Panthers team that's playing pretty well right now. So give me the 12.5 points with Carolina going to Philadelphia.
I like Carolina, too. I think they can keep that thing within the number. Matt Horner joining us here on Send It In. Always great stuff. Matt, good luck tonight with all your bets, man. We'll catch up again soon.
Sure. Thanks, PJ.
You got it. For those people who want to continue to bet but don't have the time to research each individual game, you need to download the BetQL app. It ranks each game on a 1-to-5-star scale based on its unbeatable analysis from spreads and over-unders to player props. Stay up to date and bet confidently with BetQL's help. All right, guys, it's time to go off the glass. This might be the best day of college basketball we get until March. Feast week was incredible. Today is epic, so enjoy it while we have it because we might not see a college hoop slate as good as this one until we get to March. It starts with Ohio State and Maryland tonight in College Park. Terps favored by 5.5. The total is 147.5. I think this is too many points. Ohio State right now is listed 2 points higher than Maryland. Ohio State lost one of their big men, Aaron Bradshaw. He ran into some issues with the team, so he's off, which is a big loss in the middle. I just think the Terps are a little bit overrated. Now, College Park's a tough place to win. It's a good environment. I think Ohio State keeps this within the number. I think they got a chance of winning it outright. We'll take the Buckeyes plus the points. Also got Baylor and UConn tonight. Matt was talking about this game. I love UConn tonight, minus 2.5 against Baylor. Obviously, UConn, the two-time defending champions. They come into the year as the number top five team in the country. Everybody thinks they're going to be great again. They go out to Maui, and they lose all three games. Now they come back home to Connecticut. They play Baylor, another ranked team, and UConn's favored in this game after what everybody just watched out in Connecticut. This is what's tough about college basketball, though. You got to understand how different some of these teams look when they go on the road, when they play at neutral sites, and what happens when they play at home. Baylor, this is their first true road game tonight. You got to keep this in mind when you're dealing with all these games. A lot of these teams are playing their first true road games in some of these hostile environments. We saw that with Kentucky last night against Clemson. They struggled to deal with some of that. I think Baylor's going to struggle with it too. I think UConn, their fans know that they really need to get behind their team tonight. I like UConn minus 2.5. Number 10, Alabama on the road, taking on number 18, UNC. Tar Heels favored by 1.5. Now, Nate Oates, he owns Hubert Davis. They've played each other a couple times. They played out in the Phil Knight Invitational, a game that went to like three overtimes. Bama won that one. Obviously, in the Sweet 16 last year, Bama was able to win that one. They lost one of their guards, Latrell Wright-Sell, in their last game against Oregon. He's out for the year. It's going to be a big loss for Bama. Interested to see how they work around that. They got a lot of good guards, though. And in these kind of games, the total at 173.5, I think Bama's going to be able to score a lot. I think they're better, and I think Nate Oates over Hubert Davis, I like that as well. Give me Bama, money line, plus 105. And I've told you guys before on this show, when Bama plays these non-con games, I love the first half over 83.5 as well. Number 5, Marquette on the road taking on number 6, Iowa State, with a total of 150.5. Cyclones are favored by 5.5, and I like Iowa State in this game. Hilton Coliseum is one of the more underrated venues in college basketball. What I like about Iowa State this year is that this team can score. There are a lot of teams in college basketball who are defensive-minded, right? The Tennessees, the Houstons, Auburn too, certainly Iowa State. But this Cyclones team can score, man. They were putting up 80 points a game a couple times out in Maui. Marquette, as we know, can score too. I think Marquette's a little overrated. They had a nice road win at Maryland. They beat Purdue, who is not nearly as good at Mackey as they are when you get them on the road. This is going to be their first real test tonight. And as Matt was alluding to, right, you got a top 6 matchup, undefeated team. They're 5.5-point dogs. I like Iowa State, cover that spread tonight. Number 1, Kansas on the road, taking on Creighton. Now, this is a little bit of a fishy spread. The Jayhawks only laying 3.5 points. The total is 152.5. Creighton's got a great fan base. It's going to be a great atmosphere tonight. The problem is this Creighton team just lacks some scoring. You know, usually throughout the years, the Blue Jays are always potent on offense. They got a number of shooters, a number of guys that can get their own shots, but they really struggle with that this year. Now, their point guard, Steven Ashworth, is back, which should help them a lot. I just think Kansas is the way more talented team. They've been battle-tested so far this season. They played Duke. They played Michigan State. They played North Carolina. Don't think they're going to be fazed by this crowd or by Creighton. I'll take Kansas -3.5 tonight. And then finally, the nightcap game of the night. You got number 2 Auburn in Cameron Indoor to take on Duke. Number 1 offense, according to KenPom, in the Tigers versus the number 1 defense in the Blue Devils. This could be the national championship game when it's all said and done between these two teams. Duke favored by 2.5, and the total is 146.5. Again, I'm going to go with Duke in the first half, -1.5. Auburn's been incredible so far this season. They've got wins over North Carolina, Iowa State, Houston. They had that win over Memphis in the Maui final, but they haven't played a true road game yet, and their first true road game is going to be one of the most difficult places to play in college basketball. I think Auburn adjusts in the second half, but we have seen them start slow this season. I think Duke comes out with those fans behind them. They get out to a halftime lead. We'll lay the 1.5 with Duke at home against Auburn in what should be an epic game. So, like Ohio State tonight, plus the points against Maryland, we'll take UConn -2.5 against Baylor. Give me Bama on the money line against UNC, and the first half over 83.5 as well. Iowa State -5.5 against Marquette. Kansas -3.5 against Creighton. If you just want to take the Jayhawks money line parlay piece as well, I think that could be a good option. And then give me Duke first half -1.5 against Auburn. That's what we like tonight in college hoops. What a slate we got on this Wednesday. All right, let's wrap the show with our favorite plays of the day. And keep in mind here over the next final 3.5 minutes, if you guys have any bets that you like tonight in college hoops, NHL, NBA, let us know, whatever you guys are on. B Mills, sorry this is a little late, but got to do a little gloating on the SEC having 3+ 10-win teams bet from the preseason. Hope you tail Peach, even if it was a huge sweat. B Mills, I did. That was a great cash. Now we got to see if 4 SEC teams will get into the playoff with Alabama. That was a great hit, though. And then also, does PJ like UConn money line tonight, even without Caravan? I think the market may have reached the bottom on UConn. Totally agree. Just talked about B Mills. I do like UConn tonight. You can take the money line if you want to play it on the safer side. I think you can lay the 2.5, though, with the Huskies. Like you said, it feels like this is the buy low on UConn right now. Them losing 3 straight games out in Maui, but they're back home. I think Baylor's also a little overrated, too. Keep in mind, that team lost by nearly 40 to Gonzaga, and then they also barely beat Arkansas, and Arkansas is not very good this season, so I think Baylor's a little bit overrated. We'll take UConn -2.5. My prop lock for today is going to be Hunter Dickinson under 16.5 points against Creighton, the Kansas big man. Hunter Dickinson's a monster, and on every game he pretty much plays in, he's going to have a size advantage. But this is one of the few games where he doesn't have that advantage, and I think it's going to be the toughest matchup that he faces all year going up against Ryan Kalkbrenner for Creighton, who's one of the best big men and defensive big men in the entire country. So it's going to be a tricky matchup for Hunter tonight going up against Kalkbrenner. I'll go under 16.5 points for Creighton. Dog of the day is going to be Bama Moneyline plus 110 against UNC. I think the Tide win outright tonight. Nate Oates is Hubert Davis's number. I think that continues. Should be a great game tonight in Chapel Hill, but I think Bama's offense lifts them. It's going to be like a 92-87 kind of game. I'll take the Tide to win that one. Shawnee Sharp, what say you, sir? What do you like on this Wednesday?
Yeah, Peach, I'm going to go with the Nets team total over 112.5 against the Indiana Pacers. The Pacers have allowed this in 7 of their last 9 games, or 112 or more points. Second game of back-to-back and third straight road game for the Sirs. And the Sirs right now, the vibes are terrible. They're not great. The Nets have the rest advantage, so I'm going to take the team total over on a team that doesn't play defense.
All right, I like it. Shawnee Sharp right there, going with the little NBA tonight. So you guys got some more questions in the chat. B-Mills, how about NC State as a small dog, a 2.5 against Texas tonight? I ended up staying away. That is a stinky line, B-Mills, but you look at the SEC, ACC challenge. The SEC is 9-1. So clearly they have established that they are head and shoulders better league than the ACC. I'm not high on really either of those teams, so I ended up staying away from that game. I see you're on Oregon -3.5 B-Mills against Penn State. I just like Penn State in the first half. I don't think you're going to get a 3 with Oregon, but if you do, I would like that side. And then Kay Homers, good question here. Do you think Clemson and SMU get in if Clemson beats SMU? If so, I'm thinking Bama not make the playoff at plus 285 has value. I did bet that this morning, Kay Homers, Bama not to make the playoff, because I agree with you. If SMU wins and Clemson loses, then Bama's in. We know that. Foregone conclusion, 1,000%. If SMU loses, though, I do still think the committee is going to put SMU in. I just think that's a bad precedent to set if you have a team playing a conference championship game and you leave them out versus a team that didn't play. So I like that bet, plus 285. And UConn is my best bet of the day. Talked about that plenty of times on the show. Thanks to Matt Horner once again for joining us on Send It In. Good luck to you guys. Enjoy all the college hoops. We'll see you tomorrow.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at Canva.com.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.